I've just had another one from Twitter, which is from Councillor Ryder Burgess, who's decided to jump in on our committee to say this evening. I did ask people if they wanted to ask anything. And she has a question around, there's a GP surgery in SE1, I'm afraid I don't have the name of it right here now. They have a BPAS service, British Pregnancy Advisory Service.
Blackfriars Surgery,
I'm told. Thank you, Claire. It's currently being intimidated by anti-abortion groups. There are protesters outside with cameras filming people going in and out. And she makes the point as well that they do not protest on the day when BPAS runs the service, but rather on the day that the GP runs the mother and baby clinic. So there's a range of people there being intimidated. And we were just wondering what your thoughts were on that and whether there's anything we could do to ensure that people can get in and out of that building safely.
I think things have really gone a little bit from the scenario you just painted, if I'm honest. About 4 weeks ago, this was brought to our attention. This group, or a group, Abort 69, I think they're called, the protest group. They're an international protest group. They have protested elsewhere in London and the UK. They know where the various aspects of the law start and finish, and they know they've tried and tested various Public Order Act enforcement activities in the court, and there are state cases that limits what we can do with them. The neighbourhood sergeant has been to the clinic, and we've had contact with them, but more importantly our Public Order Intelligence branch, who are looking at the far more corporate picture, have been and policed that then twice itself, spoken to the protesters. We haven't got the enforcement options because they know how far, what they can do within the law and what's been tested legally and what hasn't been tested legally. That doesn't mean to say it's not upset to the people that are there, but legally we've got to manage that expectation a bit. What they have done as a result of us engaging with them is move away from directly outside the clinic. They're far. They've also taken down a couple of their posters because it was pointed out to them that you know, we're at a different clinic on the day that you're protesting, you're not targeting the right people, etc., etc., and have addressed the behaviour accordingly. So, at the moment, they're still there. They're protesting legally. Sections 9, 10, 11 of the Human Rights Act. People are entitled to protest, and we are in a positive obligation to facilitate that protest. But as soon as it crosses into the border, it crosses over into criminality, then we're in a position to deal with it. I've had a look at myself, I'm a public order commander myself, and it's a difficult one, but at the moment we're doing what we can in relation to it. I think I haven't had any complaints over the last couple of weeks. I believe that that's a result of the action that we're taking. I'm not 100% because I haven't had any feedback yet, so I think that the question that is being asked may be a little dated. But it's subject to continual assessment by the Public Order Intelligence Unit from the Met and also the Neighbourhood Sergeant, which is Dave Hunt.